So bad, I'm sorry. They want to suck so bad, I'm so hair inside. And oops, kid, that's what they call it. It's a book. This is Sarah Good from Sarah. I'm going to talk about Mommy Lewis. Even though they call them Mommy Lewis, they always take them. Mommy are what they call them. Then. Make them kneeling. Ooh, bottoms. These are waterproof. And you put seal oil on them. That's how to make Mommy Lewis. Those are waterproof mugs. They always wear them when it's cold too. Even if it's not wet, they're warm. This is all made of caribou skin. Fall skin or winter skin. But you have to cut the hair short inside to make the necklace. This is Lucy Smith's cell. I'm going to talk about Situ. Somebody who's making
mucklebirds.
When you don't do the egg part, the whole is it too
hard?
Fit fun, so I have to repeat that many times to make it
fit.
I can feel the soul food before I sing you. And I want you to, before we learn about dental floss, but we use sin, we break the sin you either for to sow the souls up.
I think she will have a lot of people. She was 6 years old.
that bottom you put the She's Sinclair Pixies and she's so that if they use no shoes, the stitches won't hurt the feet and put the ugu part up in the bottom. This is Laura said, when people, when the women make short mukluks with two pair of legs, it always leaves the lower part of the legs and they call the pieces. And they could make mukluks with that kind, two isis, two caribou skins. That's how they use this thing. They are used to do bottoms with legs around the atumak. That's why they don't wear out right away, or if they have poke seal poke for bottom in the hair inside, they are last a long time. This is not a moment. They are bottom mucklocks. We are talking about bottom mucklocks. And when you sew the bottoms after the mucklocks, they always use white seam to sew the bottoms after the top part, because these hunters that go outside and hunt, they need strong mucklocks to hold Bottom. These we call samangas. This is Susan's son. She can make me. She's talking about skins, good skins, what they should use for mukluks for men when they go outside. The women always try to sew them real strong so that they cannot leak in the springtime. Bow caribou legs are used to make mummy legs. That's they put a good bottom so that they won't leak. These are called mummy legs. It is also said that when there's no rubber boots, they always cut the caribou leg and and cut the hair like how Lucy Smith did. They always tear it and make water mugglocks and sew them with real strong stitches. These are made above the knee so that they could wade in the water and go in deep water. If they hunt, these are called our water mugglocks. They use really wide sinew. And the body they use when they braid the sinew to sew the bottom. When you sew them through the stitches, no matter how long you wait in the water, these mugglocks do not leak. This is Grace. I don't know. That's what we used to use when we were growing. Cloth mugglocks, seal bottoms, that's old pork, and leather skin killed them off. I am very fast. I'm going to talk about water mugglocks. When we were saying, my aunt used to try to get two pair of seal skins, and when she get them, she always make water mugglocks way up there. This is Claire Lee from Amber. I'm going to talk about the mugglocks that I used to see. These are the mugglocks that she's going to talk about. Are samangas, short legs. Short legs with leggings killed off too, and hoop bottoms. When I make the
mouth sacrifice,
Father killed the rock, part of
the
with the wood skins, those that were used for snowshoeing, some mouths we found.
That's what they use for hoping to love God.
what was mentioned before in the woman's stories when they used books for tribute for park or they used fish skin to skin that much are. So una isiga
the
sister isiga good put their arms. They wear when they climb up the mountains. That means when they hunt hake, and they could use them in dry weather or wet weather. They have puro bottom, simple, and cloth tops. I think we could call that Eskimo sandals, ugu bottom, and knee. This is Clara Lee from M. This is Dinika Maklaks. The house silks with beads, all kinds of designs if you want to put them in your way. These beads of mucklucks, you put beads on top of the pin step, and then you could put beaver tops or also otter on top. If you want otter. Daisy ticket. I've seen too many girls without beads. I've seen people make fences with porcupine quills. For fancy, that's probably what they always use. Porcupine quills to sew them before beads, before they see beads. This is Topsy Raymond. These are trimming what the owls used in those days long ago. They use ding, they call them the long hair of the caribou in the neck. They sew on that white long hair and sew it. If she wants to make zigzag with them or kupuk, anyway, she wants to, I That's probably what they used before they had the beads to trim it. Sewing on the long hair from the caribou neck. This is Nelly Rosa. Wolf head could be motifs too. Wolverine. This is wolverine head. They could use it for slipper, and you could make motifs. Wolverine head tanning real good, and you could put soft bottoms. That's what they can use for motifs. This is Laura's son. This is about wolf skin head to
the back strips.
They could put beads if they want to. That's how they can use the wolf heads too for me. This is the Torah of Kaya. She demonstrated mukluks. They have pads. She demonstrated. street in the bottom, south bottom. These are all short haired. Doodles with pants, skin pants, all the way. This is Rose Custer observing the part, the measurement. From the pinch to the end of the elbow, the hoop, the length of the hoop. Taking a parking, starting from the hood, beginning of the end of elbow to the pinch forearm. From beginning up to